Nedarim Perek Yud Aleph Mishnah Yud Aleph 11:11. Okay, so this Mishnah here is going to consider the question, is a husband able to cancel his wife's Nedarim before they've actually kicked in? So when I say kicked in, what I mean is this. Everyone agrees, there's no discussion, and the Mishnah is not discussing, we've discussed it before, that if a woman says, I'm becoming a Nazira in 30 days from today, so that neder is binding. It's just that, you know, the timing for it hasn't kicked in, and therefore everyone agrees he could cancel it. But what happens if she makes her neder contingent upon something which hasn't happened and which may not happen? You know, if it rains on Tuesday, then I'm not eating meat. So it hasn't rained on Tuesday yet, so can he cancel the neder now? Because there's no neder to be canceled. It's not in effect yet. So the Mishnah's bottom line is going to say, yes, the husband can cancel the wife's nedarim, even if they haven't yet taken effect. They're still based on some contingency, okay? And that really is in contrast, I should point out, to Hataras Nadarim, the Chacham, who could not be Mater Neder until it actually takes effect, if it's some contingency that it's based on. But in any case, our mission here wants to consider that question, and it answers that yes, indeed, he could cancel it once she's made the nether. And we give some examples in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah here says, Konam she'eni nanes la'aba ulavicha. A woman says that any benefit that I would get from my father or from your father is forbidden to me like a korban. Im osa ani alpicha, if I do what you say, if I carry out your wishes. So he hasn't yet, the husband hasn't yet asked her to do anything. But she says, if you ask me to do something and I do what you say, then I'm not getting, you know, I'm swearing off your father or my father benefit from them. So the point is here, he hasn't told her anything, therefore hasn't kicked into effect. Or if she says, she'eini nanes lecha, she says, I'm prohibiting any benefit that I get from you. In the event that im osa ani al pi aba val pi avicha, if I do what my father says or your father says, then I'm through. I'm not going to benefit from you. So, since they haven't taken effect yet, can the husband cancel the vows? The answer is yes, he can. As the Mishnah says, harezeya fair. The husband is able to cancel his nadarm, even though they're only now just potentially in effect because they're contingent upon an event that hasn't yet happened. Now, if you'll ask, wait a second, how does that work? He can only cancel nedarim that are either beno levena or that are in new nefesh for her. So the answer is, the very fact she's making such a neder that is about restricting benefit from him or from his parents or her parents, so then that already is a ganai to him. It's like a humiliation to him. And therefore, it's already considered to be a davar shebeno levena. It's something that gets in the way of the relationship because she's doing things that are embarrassing him. That would get out. And therefore, he can say from the outset, no, I'm canceling such a neder, not effective, not happening, and therefore they can go on with their lives that he need not be embarrassed. And since that does affect their relationship, if he wouldn't do such a thing, or that neder is coming to affect their relationship, he is authorized to cancel it, and in fact, he can cancel it.